This guided meditation practice is taken from Ajahn Suchito's book, Standing on Your Own Two Feet. Of all the meditation postures, standing gives you the easiest way into a steady state because it establishes a firm but easeful connection to the ground beneath you. Here's how. Stand with the legs apart, coming straight down from the hips, so that the stance approximates to the width of your upper body. The exact width isn't crucial, but the felt sense is that the stance is fully planted. Stand like a tree. The feet are your roots. However, feet are generally encased in footwear. Because of this, they lose their flexibility. So your feet might benefit from a couple of minutes of flexing. Standing on both feet, lift your heels off the floor and raise your body with your toes. Standing on both feet, lift your toes up and back. You might flex like this a few times, imagining the toes spreading so that they are like monkey's feet or like fingers. The toes should not be carrying weight. Your feet are alive and aware. Then, as you feel your way back into a stance, tip a little from side to side and back and forth until you find a settled and easeful balance. Then, soften your knees and adjust your focus to include the entire vertical axis of your body, centered on an imagined line extending down from your spine and into your feet. Ease your arms a little bit away from the sides of the body. Keeping your eyes open or half open, release awareness of what you don't need right now. For example, you don't need to hold your shoulders. Relax. You don't need a face, so let that go. Let your fingers become free. Focus on that upright axis, and as that becomes clearly felt, steadily extend your awareness out into the body around it. Keep going slowly with the intention to encompass any tense or uncomfortable places and let warm awareness embrace them. When you get to the edge of your body, extend awareness into that space, the open, no-pressure envelope immediately around you, covering the entirety of the body in its space. Linger and enjoy. A balanced and aware stance helps to reduce tension in the upper body, particularly in the abdomen. With standing meditation, you get support from a growing flexible firmness in your back and your legs that allows the body to release tightness and be experienced as an open and stable presence. Please note that firm doesn't mean stiff or rigid. When you stand with your aware feet planted on the ground, soften your knees a little bit so the legs are lightly bent. The standing then feels flexible and alert, as if you could jump at any moment, but you're relaxed. You might practice bending your knees a little to sense how the ankles take up a supportive role. Bob up and down a little bit to get familiar with the flexibility of the stance. To extend the exercise in more detail, tune into the feel of that stance. And as you get settled into your stance, encourage your upper body to sink just a little so it feels like it's nestling into the cradle of the legs and the feet. It's as if your upper body is like a vase or a bag, settled into the supportive stand of the legs, which are connected to the firm base of the 2 feet planted on the ground. Finally, rest in that support and feel a few easy cycles of breathing in and out. Ensure that you're not sagging or leaning the abdomen forward. So very slightly turn your tailbone under, as if between your legs. Your buttocks will relax, your belly tuck in. The weight of the upper body will be carried by the legs rather than the lower abdomen. The arch between the legs, the perineum, should feel open. Your thinking mind will probably chatter and want to get busy, but don't give it much attention. Instead, relax into your belly, and as you breathe out, extend your awareness to the soles of the feet. When the out-breath has completed itself, feel the inhalation come in by itself. As you sense the rising energy of your inhalation, follow the rise by extending awareness up into your spine. Over time, as you get to feel comfortable and natural in this position, you might want to take some further steps. As you stand, sense the energy of the breathing process, how it arises and it brightens on the inhalation. It relaxes and softens on the exhalation, opens and hovers in the pauses between the two. However, don't force attention onto the breathing. It's more a matter of receiving the rhythmic flow and noticing the effects on your body. Notice how the torso swells and subsides, especially the front, but to a lesser degree, the back. With your arms hanging freely on your sides, slightly away from the sides of your body, extend awareness around the sides of your torso so that you cover the entirety of that swelling and subsiding section of your body. Tilt the lower point of each shoulder blade into your back just a little, so that you remove the shoulder hunch. As you feel your chest open, relax your shoulder blades down your back as if you were slipping out of a coat. You'll become more aware of your spine. It will strengthen and act as a central axis for your upright stance. Allow a few turns of the breathing cycle to fill out and integrate this upright position. Then, extend your awareness down your arms and into your hands. Relax the fingers and focus on the palms, imagining them opening and listening to the space. You may keep your hands open by your sides or bring them slightly together with the fingertips touching for greater sensitivity and a sense of containment. You might find that by turning your hands a few degrees so that the palms are angled forward, that it helps to open and relax the band that runs across the top of your chest and beneath your throat. When your hands feel open and alive, slowly draw your awareness up the spine, from the tail on up to the neck and shoulder and base of the skull, as if you are tracing the curvy line of the vertebra with a finger. It's like the trunk of a tree with a growing tip supporting the skull. Get a feel for that support. Imagine that the head is settling on top of that spinal axis like a ball resting on a fountain of water. While attuned to the rhythmic flow of breathing, relax the neck muscles, the jaw, the forehead, the temples, and eye sockets. Keeping your eyes open or half open, let the entire ball of the head rest on that aware spine so that the muscles in your neck and face can ease up. Let some breathing pass through as your body adjusts to this change and begins to enjoy it. Feel the firmness of your spinal axis and extend awareness down from the base of the skull down to the tailbone. It may not be complete there. There may be dull patches or blocks in that line. However, rather like a river clearing its blockages, this upright axis will clear itself over time as awareness spreads and is sustained. So steadily extend your awareness until it's like an envelope covering your entire body. Linger in that, letting the breathing flow through the whole body in its envelope of space. If your body starts to tense up, bob up and down slightly or lightly swing from side to side. Otherwise, as you feel more and more stable, acknowledge and let go of discursive thought and any emotional turbulence. Bathing in energy. To encourage deeper refreshment, sweep your awareness from the crown of your head downwards, as if you're pouring oil or something warm and fluid over your head and letting it run down over your entire body. Feel the softness of the tissues at the front relaxing. Relax down your arms and into the palms of your hands. If you're feeling unsteady, it's good to put more emphasis on the back and sweep down from your shoulders into the soles of the feet. If you're feeling too tight, bend the knees a little and encourage the abdomen to loosen and be held by the supple legs. As the entire body consequently wakes up to itself, there is a sense of enjoyment, simple, calm pleasure. Get used to that. What is your body now?